Forever by Your Side, an origami fanfic, written by Reska Sky, read by Guello. Day in its late afternoon. Despite approaching winter, the weather was still relatively warm and comfortable, with a soft, gentle breeze sweeping around the streets. The sun was setting, spreading its orange light all across the sky in town. It was reflected in the windows, on the walls, and even in the clouds, turning into a golden shimmer, making everything appear to be dipped in honey. Such a beautiful scenery, Yato thought, with a melancholic expression, and he would have surely taken his time basking in it if he had not been busy with something of greater importance. With a sigh, the god turned away from the window and back to the bed beside him. He laid his bright blue eyes on the person deeply sleeping. It was Iki Hiyori, and while she still resembled her former youthful self, kind and spirited, age had been nagging at her, turning her long hair gray and her porcelain skin wrinkly. Yato clenched his teeth as his eyes brushed over Hiyori's soft features. Even in her sleep, her face would give away the kindness of her heart, and Yato could not help but gently caress her cheek. With a fluttering of her eyelashes, Hiyori awoke. Her eyes seemed dull at first, but as she recognized the god in front of her, her face lit up, and she shot him a big smile. "Hey, Yato." Even her voice had changed over the years. It sounded old and weak. Hearing her weakness hurt.
"Sorry, did I wake you?"
Yato asked with a guilty face, but Hiyori softly shook her head.
"No, it's fine. I'd like to stay awake a bit longer before everything ends."
"Don't say that!"
Yato exclaimed, while his chest felt as if a sword had stabbed right through it. His eyes were shaking just like his hands, and the god let his head hang down as he whispered.
"You can't say that just yet. There's still the possibility that you, somehow..."
Ever so slowly, Hiyori reached out with her arm and took Yato's hand. Startled, the god looked up, revealing the tears which had built up in his eyes.
"It's okay, Yato," Hiyori smiled at him. "We both knew this was going to happen."
Now the tears dripped down Yato's cheeks, and he carefully squeezed Hiyori's hand, afraid that any harsh touch might break her translucent skin.
"Why does it have to be so soon?"
he mumbled, more to himself than Hiyori.
"Why is human life so limited? It's just not fair."
"Shh." Weakly, Hiyori raised her hand and brushed away the tears that laid on Yato's face.
"There's nothing unfair about it. I am grateful, Yato. Grateful for the opportunity at life I was given, and so grateful for having met you."
As with every time Hiyori would phrase her feelings towards him, Yato felt heat rushing through his body, and he managed to work up a smile despite his pain.
"And so am I. I just wish we would have had more time with each other, for one another."
Now, a slight grin appeared on Hiyori's face.
But what's left for us to do, O great Yatsugami?
With a shrine right in the center of the city.
Yato had to giggle, remembering how one day, all of a sudden, Hiyori had taken him to a park, not far from the center of the city. She had commanded him to keep his eyes shut, and only allowed him to open them after she had carefully adjusted his position. What he had seen as he had opened his eyes was a small but beautiful shrine with his name on it, and his feelings of joy and thankfulness had never been this intense. Hiyori had built it with her own money, and while it was only a tiny shrine at first, Yato gained many followers over the past decades. It was one of those things he owed to Hiyori, and a part of him would remain grateful for that forever. But in this moment, he would have traded his shrine, his followers, even his divinity, for another year with her. Hiyori seemed to see through his smile, and once more gently stroked his cheek.
"I lived a happy life, Yato,"
she reassured him, but as if to contradict herself, tears appeared in her pink eyes, and her voice broke down at the end of the sentence.
"Liar," Yato mumbled as he wiped over them to remove the tears, but Hiyori shook her head.
"No. I really lived a happy life. Ever since I met you, every day was fun, even though you're wearing that silly bib."
"It's my fluffy, fluffy scarf," Yato replied with a determined expression, and raised his hand to said cloth.
"Fluffy, fluffy,"
Hiyori echoed, and she didn't need to tell Yato that she was reminded of the first days they met, for his expression told her he was thinking the same.
"It's been 70 years since then," Yato softly said.
70 wonderful years,"
Hiyori pointed out, smiling. Suddenly, she started coughing violently.
"Hiyori!"
Yato jumped up from his seat, unable to do anything but hold her in his arms until the coughing fit disappeared. Her body was shaking, and the god wrapped his arms even tighter around her. He noticed how Hiyori tried tensing up her body to suppress her shaking.
"She's so strong, fighting despite her weakness,"
Yato thought, as he patted her back carefully, and a gentle warmth grasped his heart as he pressed her body against his.
"I'm sorry, Yato. It must be painful watching me now,"
Hiyori mumbled, saddened as she buried her head deeper into his jersey.
"Don't say that."
Yato shook his head and pet her hair.
"I wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now."
A soft sigh escaped Hiyori's lips.
"Thank you."
Silence hung between the two of them for a while as they appreciated each other's warmth.
"You smell so nice,"
Hiyori whispered. Very slowly, with a lot of effort, she raised her head to look at him, and her eyes seemed worried and lonely.
"Of course they do,"
Yato thought,
"for death is nothing but loneliness."
Cold washed over his body, and his stomach seemed to feel sick at the thought of losing her. He knew there were only a few moments left before her body would give up on living. So he did his best to keep smiling at her, feeling her warmth as long as he could, though on the inside he felt like dying himself.
"Yato?"
Hiyori finally whispered as she leaned forward.
"Would you mind? Just once more."
She didn't need to say anything else. Swiftly, the god raised her to sit on his lap, and just a second later, their lips joined. Heat went through both their bodies during this sad farewell kiss, and neither of them wanted to let go, for they knew it was the last time they could hold on to each other like this. But finally, Hiyori slumped down, her breath ragged. Her organs couldn't keep up with living any longer.
Very carefully, Yato helped Hiyori to lay back on the hospital bed.
The flickering of life in her eyes was ceasing, and her breath became flat. Her time was running out.
Yato,
Hiyori mumbled, and raised her hand to touch his face again.
Thank you for staying with me.
Yato started. But even a god would not find the right words in the moment of losing his love, so he just worked up another smile to her. Suddenly, Hiyori rolled over to her end table and scrabbled through it with her hand without looking.
There's one thing I'd like to ask of you,
she slowly said. Her fingers found what they had been searching for, and she formed a weak fist around the object as she lifted it up. Anything you want, Hiyori.
Yato nodded with sincere eyes.
With a smile, Hiyori raised her fist to Yato and opened it, and the god gasped upon recognizing the thing she held onto. It was a 5-yen piece.
Please, remember me. Forever.
Hiyori whispered with a fading voice. Yato couldn't hold back his tears anymore. They fell down his face, onto his wrinkly jersey, but he knew that Hiyori couldn't see them any longer. With trembling fingers, he took the 5-yen piece, flipped it through the air, and caught it again.
Your wish has been heard, loud and clear, my love, he said with a sorrowful voice.
A last, wistful smile formed on Hiyori's lips. Then, with a shaking breath, all tension ceased from her body, and the hand that had held onto Yato's face fell.
Hiyori!
Yato whispered, crying as he tightened his grip around the small coin, feeling completely empty inside. Quivers went down his spine, and the tears wouldn't stop coming, blurring his sight so he could barely see the beloved face anymore. He laid over Hiyori, feeling the remaining warmth, which already seemed to be disappearing, trying to hold on to it by tightly hugging her lifeless body.
Don't go,
Yato whispered helplessly, finally giving in to the desperation he felt ever since she'd been hospitalized.
Oh, please don't go, Hiyori!
His cry tore the sky, calling for someone, something to hear his wish for a change, though he knew that not even a god like him could grant it. Hiyori was gone, forever. And Yato would spend eternity keeping her memory, just as she wished. Still crying, the god lifted his head to look at Hiyori's pale face. He carefully stroked it, as his heart broke in two.
I will never stop loving you.
Deep in
has been a recording of Forever by Your Side, written by Ruska Sky and read by Guello. The opening and ending music was C'est l'amour by The Civil Wars. If you've enjoyed this podfic, please leave a comment to the podficker at Archive of Our Own. Just search the username Guello. And you can also send any lovely reviews over to the writer at fanfiction.net. Just search Ruska Sky, that's RuskaSky, and on there you'll find the original fanfic. This podfic is a gift for Ruska Sky. I was her Secret Santa in the Great Noragami Secret Santa Gift Exchange of 2015. And since this is a special gift, I'm going to add some fun bonus commentary. So if you were just here for the story, here's your chance to escape my mindless babbling. Here are my podfigure notes. First of all, Ruska Sky, I'm really impressed to read that English isn't your first language. To be able to write in a language that isn't your mother tongue is challenging. Like, I've studied French for a lot of years, but I don't feel confident enough to be writing fanfics in it. So, Ruska Sky, you have my admiration. As a native English speaker, I've tweaked a few sentences here or there for this fic in hopes of telling this story smoothly. Another comment I wanted to make was that for Hiyori's voice, I had a really hard time pinning down which kind of voice I wanted to do for her. It started out as a high voice, which I thought would have been nice, but I realized the whole point of the story is it's happening in the future, and she's older, and her mortality is ultimately the hardest parts about their relationship between Hiyori and Yato is the fact that eventually she will die, and he's going to have to live on forever without her. So, a great concept. When I first went with it, I was just instinctively doing Hiyori with a high voice, which is easy to kind of capture her character that way. But that wasn't enough because she is older. And so I went back and tried to do different dramatizations of old sounding Hiyori. I managed to make her sound weak, which was great. That's like the first step. But, that was a hard one. I ended up sacrificing the old sound because if you try too hard with making her sound old, it ends up sounding really comical. And she sounds like a cartoon granny and would definitely pull you out of the story. So I decided against that in the end. But I still have some hilarious recordings of me trying to sound like her. I'm gonna post right here a blooper reel of me. At one point I just lost it and decided to do outrageous old sounding Hiyori just 'cause. Hey, Yato. Hey, Yato. Hey, Yato. This is my bar. Hey, Yato. Oh my gosh. Hey, Yato. Pucker up. I lived a happy life, Yato. And for my last comment, the first time I tried to do a recording of Yato's crying at the end, you know, that's when he says, don't go, oh please don't go, Hiyori, that section. The first time I tried recording, and as I was listening to my recordings of it, it was so good that I started crying too, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. I've never gotten a chance to, like, put this much emotion in a podfic before. This is perfect. This is, like, the key moment in this fic. And then I pressed the wrong button and deleted that file immediately. And I was so angry, and I had to try to change that anger into sadness and do it again, which I think worked out in the end. I try not to. I always think that whatever I record has to be fresh because it's really hard to capture that same emotion, that same, I don't know, that whatever was genius about that before, whatever made it golden, it's hard to capture that again on paper. The same thing when I write something, if I've written it perfectly, there's no going back. I have to have the exact wording because it's that perfect. But I have to practice letting go of the ideal past and be okay with whatever I produce in the future, even if I can't recreate the same thing, being okay with that. But yeah, I hope that's definitely my favorite part about this piece. And I hope that you got some tears too when you're listening to it. That's always my goal, is to make people cry. Because when you experience the same emotions that the reader, the writer, or the performer wanted you to experience, once you're in sync with that same emotion, that's when you really connect with the story. That's when the performer knows they've achieved their goal. And that's always what I'm trying to do. Yeah, please leave a comment if you've enjoyed it and tell me if you've cried. Thank you.